Our president and our next president had their first debate Wednesday night, and everybody wants to talk about it. Everybody except me. Something happened 25 days ago that weighs heavily on my mind, damping my interest in political debate, gnawing at my sense of right and wrong like a sore tooth. 25 days ago was Tuesday, September 11th. That's the day Al-Qaeda terrorists attacked the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, killing four Americans, including our ambassador to Libya, Christopher Stevens. The terrorists came in two coordinated, pre-planned waves starting about 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The first wave was designed to send the ambassador scurrying for his safe house, but Al-Qaeda knew all about the secret hideaway and the secret annex, and their second wave was an ambush directed at the safe house. When they heard about the attack, two civilian contractors, former Navy SEAL Glenn Doherty and former Navy SEAL Tyrone Woods, left a secure building in another part of the city and came to help. The fighting lasted about 4 hours. Doherty, Woods, and the 9-man Libyan security force that was supposed to protect the ambassador were outnumbered and outgunned. The Al-Qaeda terrorists were armed with anti-aircraft weapons and rocket-propelled grenades. Ultimately, the former SEALs died evacuating and protecting consulate staff. Within 90 minutes of the attack starting, the President of the United States, supposedly our commander-in-chief, knew the consulate was under fire. As you can imagine, information was sketchy. The President knew the ambassador was missing, but didn't know he was dead until his body was found the next morning at the Benghazi Medical Center. By morning, I mean Libya's morning, so we're talking sometime shortly after midnight in Washington, D.C. The President was asleep. There it is, the thing that gnaws at my sense of right and wrong, the thing I can't get out of my mind. While Glenn Doherty and Tyrone Woods were fighting for their lives in a fight that wasn't even officially theirs, a fight for which they volunteered simply because they were Americans and patriots, while the U.S. ambassador to Libya was still missing, while American territory was under attack and American property was being vandalized, looted, and burned, in the middle of all that, the President went to bed. I can't seem to get over it. I'm obsessed and outraged and can't figure out why everybody else isn't equally outraged. It's 25 days later and new stories have replaced Benghazi in the headlines. Stuff like how bad Barack Obama looked in Wednesday's debate. But I can't stop thinking about him sleeping while our ambassador and two Navy SEALs were being murdered in Benghazi. A couple weeks ago, the President was on 60 Minutes answering the usual softball questions he gets from his fawning sycophants in the media, and he told Steve Croft that Michelle goes to bed about 9:30, but he generally stays awake until 1 in the morning doing some reading and some writing and enjoying moments of reflection. In other words, he's a night owl. So apparently he went to bed early on September 11th. I guess he needed rest because he had a busy day the next day. He was flying off to give a speech at a fundraiser in Las Vegas. Before he left Washington the next morning, the President gave a brief statement about Libya in the Rose Garden. No questions from the press allowed. Visited the State Department with Hillary Clinton, no press allowed, period, and then jumped aboard Air Force One to get out of town. While he was flying to Vegas, practicing his campaign speech for that evening, the surviving staff members from the Benghazi consulate were being evacuated and the bodies of four dead Americans were being collected and flown home. Think about what I just said. While Obama was flying to Vegas to raise money, dead Americans were being flown out of Libya. Most of the discussion about Benghazi has been about lies told by the Obama administration trying to hide their foreign policy incompetence. It took them 3 weeks to finally admit this attack wasn't a spontaneous demonstration about a YouTube video that got out of hand. But who really cares about lies from these people anymore? Here's what keeps monopolizing my conscience. We have a president who is so cold, so callous, and so irresponsible that he went to bed while an ambassador he hired and placed in harm's way was missing, and then flew to Las Vegas for a fundraiser after learning the man was dead. There's a movie currently in theaters called End of Watch. It's an action-packed cop movie, but it's also an allegory about honor, responsibility, and love between men. The contrast between the two heroes in the movie and lowlifes around them was stark, just like the contrast between two former SEALs in Libya and Barack Obama. That's today's dose of common sense.